One couple, two geniuses. Filmmakers Alex Rivera and Christina Ibarra are two of this year's MacArthur Fellows, commonly known as the Genius Grant. They are the first married couple to each win the prestigious award at the same time, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Alex Rivera and Christina Ibarra worked on their first production together, a documentary, in 1999. They traveled to Mexico for a conference on indigenous communities and got in trouble when they tried to meet with a group of Zapatistas.
There was this government official from the conference who came up to us and was saying, you know, Article 13 of the Mexican Constitution says that foreigners can't meddle in national affairs. And so we were really nervous.
Threatened to expel us, and we almost got deported from Mexico. And that was kind of on our first date, really.
Deportations, immigration, and the border remain themes of their work, individually and together. They share a whimsical avant-garde sensibility. Ibarra was born and raised in El Paso, Texas, across the border from what is Mexico.
So I grew up with family on both sides, crossing the bridge, you know, every weekend to go see my abuelita in Juarez or mi tío, mi tía. But whenever I turned on the television, it was always white. And here I am, this brown girl. I just felt like I never saw myself represented.
Ibarra was the first in her family to go to college, where she learned about social justice movements. She began exploring her Mexican-American identity by making films, like her humorous coming-of-age short, Dirty Laundry, a homemade telenovela.
My world, the border, starring me.
Ibarra went on to make a documentary called Las Martas. Broadcast on PBS, it featured debutantes in Laredo, Texas, who dress up in colonial-style ball gowns on George Washington's birthday.
We didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. My family has been under Spanish, Mexican, and American governments and hasn't moved an inch.
For Peruvian-American Rivera, the border was more of a concept.
You know, I grew up in New York, going to Peruvian restaurants for Inca Cola and talking to my abuela in Lima and hearing stories about the Shining Path and about bombings in Lima. And like I'm in New York, like watching Gilligan's Island on TV, and I have Peruvian family that are facing like a guerrilla war. And what is that? You know, and so the border theorizing of a kind of third space, you know, was a way to get a grip on my own experience.
As a teen, Rivera worked for folk musician Pete Seeger, who showed him how to mix art and political activism. In college, Rivera made his first film.
Papa, 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 papa.
Papa Papa was a humorous experimental documentary about two Peruvian immigrants, the ancient Incan potato, the papa, and his immigrant father, his papa. Later, Rivera made several sci-fi films about immigrant workers replaced by machines. Here's a clip from Sleep Dealer, his 2008 cyberpunk thriller set on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Let our robotics do your dirty work. Safe. Reliable. We make America strong.
Rivera and Ibarra had a daughter and got married in 2018. They also teamed up to make a film about a group of young undocumented immigrants, dreamers, who went undercover in a Florida detention center.
Our mission? Stop the deportations. Our strategy? Organize. Escalate. Shut something down.
The Infiltrators was a hybrid film based on real events, part documentary, part scripted reenactment. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 2019.
We just thought their work was phenomenal.
Marlies Carruth is program director of the MacArthur Fellows program.
Christina shows deep respect for ritual and ancestry. But Alex's lens is more of an impatient activist.
Together, Rivera and Ibarra say their MacArthur Awards will allow them to continue what they love.
Make experimental work, punk the system, build our own thing outside of Hollywood.
Now they'll have the funds to make more movies their way. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.